back about mid-December, our detectives were contacted by a victim of credit card fraud, indicated that they'd received information from a credit card company that their identifying information had been used to attempt to obtain a new credit account. This attempt was not successful. Subsequently, due to continued investigation and working with the fraud departments of the various credit card companies, came to find that there were multiple victims that appeared to be where all the offenses appeared to be related through the address that was being utilized, as well as computer identifying information indicated that all the offenses were related. Detectives continued their investigation, were able to obtain a search warrant for residents in College Station. That search warrant was executed yesterday, at which time the suspect in this case, Joy Coleman, was located. As part of that investigation, she was found to be in possession of additional pieces of identifying information that linked her to these offenses.
According to the arrest report, she's admitted to using the information of 9 people. Is that the correct number as far as the investigation thus far?
We do know that there are multiple victims as to the which ones where she will actually be charged with. It is certainly possible that additional charges may be filed based off of historical events, meaning that the continued investigation may find other instances and other victims. So additional charges may be filed against her at a later time after we consult with prosecuting attorneys.
Any evidence that there was any money or any transactions?
To this point, that's still under investigation, and it's possible that there were some that we're not aware of, but that is part of the ongoing investigation to find out the exact extent of the fraud, whether they were merely attempts or whether there were successful transactions where restitution would be would come into play.
But as of right now, no transactions.
That's correct.
Segue then into the importance of when you get credit card offers in the mail to properly dispose of them, and also check all your mail to make sure you don't get the type of envelope that your first victim who reported this did get a statement from the credit card company saying, we've rejected this application and you might want to check into the possibility of fraud taking place.
That's absolutely correct. It's unfortunately, in this particular instance, the information provided by these victims was for legitimate purposes. The suspect in this chose to violate that trust that must exist between at times between customers and businesses for their own purposes. Ways that we, being citizens, can help is to respond to fraud alerts. It's to monitor bank activity, credit card activity, to utilize those safety and security measures that the various credit companies have in place so that to help deter successful transactions. And then additionally, if something is able to make its way through to a successful transaction or a obtaining of a credit account, as soon as the person knows, to immediately notify authorities to help increase our chances of finding out who that suspect is and stopping the offenses before they continue on and involve other victims.
Any other suggestions regarding credit card protection and identity theft in general?
It's just in this again, there are lots of different things that you can do. In this particular instance, it was someone chose to violate that trust that they had between the business and the customer, and that's unfortunate that they chose to do that. The fact that we were able to work with the credit card companies and based off of a timely report greatly increased our chances of a successful resolution as we could have in this instance.